This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Gould Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Good morning out there. Happy Saturday. My favorite weekend of the year. Micah, the producer, I'm sure is going to shake his head at me when I say why. Even above the Super Bowl, Masters weekend. And he's giving me the boo. He's giving me the boo here. But the Masters golf tournament is by far my favorite weekend of the year.
You said above the Super Bowl?
This is my favorite weekend of the year, above the Super Bowl, Micah. I know it's probably not a popular opinion, especially with you, obviously. But this golf tournament, just a beautiful course. You watch it so many years in a row. You get to know all of the golf holes. And it's fun to know what's coming ahead for these players as they battle into the final round tomorrow. But today I will go home and sit and watch, and then tomorrow I will also sit and watch, as this tournament has just become such a great event for me to watch. I really enjoy it. Even if you're not a golf fan, it's something that you can kind of get into with the way it always seems to play out. It's always tight at the end and something crazy happens. So, my favorite weekend of the year. But we're not here to talk about the Masters, even though I could probably do that for the whole hour today. We are here for Preps Rewind. This is Preps Rewind. We are presented by Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins in Eaton. 970-454-3355. They are your Napa parts provider, owned by Alan Gould and his family since the 70s. The staff has been there for the long haul as well. Just call and ask for what you need, and they will take care of you. Friendly faces in there. Every time I go in, I live just about 3-4 minutes away from Gould Parts. And when I need something automotive, I'm not the greatest mechanic, but when I need something automotive, I can go in there, get the correct part, and get a little bit of help on the direction to go. So thank you, Gould Parts, for everything you do. What today is going to look like, I searched and searched and searched for a team that maybe a track coach that had a Friday meet this week and wasn't going to be at a track meet this morning, but lots of track meets going on around the area. And baseball, I searched and searched and searched for a baseball team in the area here in northern Colorado that didn't have a baseball game, but there's not one. It is impossible. If you are a baseball fan right now, you can go out. Lots of them starting here at 10 a.m., already getting going probably. Lots of games also starting at 11 a.m., but a little bit rough on trying to find interviews today. So we are going to steal from Coach Brustick and Coach Speak today. He had Severance head baseball coach Kevin Johnson on, the defending state champions there in Severance. Off to a bit of a slow start, 6-4 on the season. But Coach Brustick caught up with Coach Kevin Johnson. We will play that back for you in the next segment. In the third segment, we're going to look at rankings for track and field. 5A, 4A, 3A mainly on the boys and girls side. See where athletes from the area kind of sit and what we're expecting. Maybe who could potentially be a state champion from our area in track and field. And then, as always, we do still have our Preps Rewind power rankings in the final segment of the show. Little bit of a change up from last week, as a couple of these teams from the area that we had in the rankings lost a game, and I'm just kind of going with my gut feeling and what my expectations are. Once again, that Preps Rewind power rankings, those are the five teams. I've narrowed it down to five. There's probably eight that I could list, but I've narrowed it down to five teams that I think have the best chance, regardless regardless of what classification they're in, to win a state championship. So we'll get to that in the final segment. But here in this first segment, as we've done the last couple weeks, we're going to look into baseball scores from the area from Thursday. We'll look at scores, and we'll look at scores from Friday. I'll even look into today and see if there's any updated scores from the games that are starting at 10 o'clock today. So let's get right to it. These are going to be baseball scores from Thursday, April 11th. So just looking back a couple of days here at some scores as we scroll through. The first one that stands out to me from our area is Dayspring Christian Academy beat Rocky Mountain Lutheran 5-0. They pull out the win there. Frederick and Northridge played on Thursday. Tanner Schwint and I were out there on the call for that. That was our A1 Organics game of the week for KFKA here. And we were out there at Northridge. We had that game here. You can go back and podcast that, KFKA.com, if you want to listen back. Frederick got the win 9-3, but that score really doesn't tell the whole story. This was a 1-0 game all the way into the sixth inning. And Northridge was winning 1-0. They picked up a run in the bottom of the first, and it stayed that way until the top of the sixth, and then Frederick able to tack on, I believe, 5 runs in the top of the sixth on a couple of huge errors by Northridge. Northridge kind of makes a little bit of a comeback, gets a couple runs in the bottom of the sixth, and then in the top of the seventh, Frederick adds a few more to get it to 9. Northridge not able to make a comeback in the bottom of the seventh there. But in that game, it's a 9-3 game by Frederick, but by Tanner and I's scoring of the game, as we're sitting there watching, we had Northridge with 6 errors in that game. That is a recipe for disaster if you're out there playing baseball and you're trying to win close games. You just cannot have errors. We talked about it needing to be, it's a couple of teams that are trying to find their way still early in the season, and Northridge is the one who was bit by the error bug. Frederick had no errors in the game, played very fundamental baseball, and they had some timely hits, but then the errors caught up with Northridge in the top of the sixth inning, where they fell behind and were not able to make a comeback in that game. Let's keep, once again, you can go back. That game is going to be available on a podcast on KFK.com if you want to go listen to that. So as we scroll through here on more of Thursday's games, Fort Collins, a very good team. We talked with Coach Tag Lane last Saturday, and he mentioned Sean Toger, but they have some other guys on that team that are really getting it done, and Fort Collins gets the win over Erie 6-4. Let's keep moving along here, looking for scores from our area. Mountain View beat Fort Morgan 10-8 on Thursday. Roosevelt, they fall to Skyline 9-5. As we keep moving along here, Rocky Mountain's kind of getting their season going now. They've won a few games in a row. Rocky Mountain beats Fairview 20-9. And we keep looking here. Fossil Ridge, if you look at the rankings on Max Preps, Fossil Ridge is the number one team ranked in the state of Colorado. We will talk about them a little bit more as we get into the Preps Rewind power rankings, but Easton Miller, the pitcher for Fossil Ridge, when we had Coach Tag Lane on last week, he said that Easton Miller may be the best pitcher in the state of Colorado at the prep level. But Fossil Ridge beat Brighton 10-3 on Thursday. Riverdale Ridge, we saw Riverdale Ridge 2 Thursdays ago at Severance. They beat Severance 20-6. They take out Thompson Valley on Thursday 8-7. Roosevelt and Skyline must have done a double dip on Thursday as Skyline wins the second game. Also, this one a little closer. They get the win 11-9. Pooter falls to Prairie View 4-1. Let's move on to Friday's games and see what happened in the action for Friday's baseball games in the area. We had, lots of teams that not from our area playing. At Briggsdale. Briggsdale takes out Weldon Valley 21-3 on Friday. Loveland gets a win 16-10 over Bear Creek. We had Platte Valley beat Lions 5-3. Weld Central beat Bennett 3-1. Rocky Mountain Lutheran, I think that's a school over in the Fort Collins area. They fall 2-1 to Elbert. We will continue moving. Highland, a team that's been slow out of the gate, usually a very good baseball team. They get a 15-5 victory over DSST Montview on Friday. And that's it for Friday scores. A very light slate of games for Friday. We'll hop over. Let's see if there's any updates on scores that games that started here at 10 o'clock this morning. Nothing from our area on games that started at 10 o'clock this morning. The only one that has a score is Flat Irons Academy is up 2-0 early in the first inning over Front Range Christian. So the games that are happening today, though, we have Riverdale Ridge is playing Thompson Valley. That game started at 10 o'clock. We also have starting at 10:30, Fort Collins is at Chaparral. That is a 9-1 Fort Collins team playing a 8-2 Chaparral team. Platte Valley and Weld Central hook up at 11 o'clock. So that one's going to get going as we start to wrap up the show. Brush and Timnath face off at 11 o'clock. Also, Fort Morgan Mountain View. We have Eaton playing at Sterling today at 11 o'clock. Valley and Liberty Common also starting at 11 o'clock. First pitch for Rocky Mountain and Heritage is at 11. As well as, this is a good matchup here, Fossil Ridge and Cherry Creek. They will have first pitch at 11 o'clock. Another one that's a big game for our area here. University is at Resurrection Christian. University 7-1, runners up at the 3A level last year. They face they're at Resurrection Christian, who's 11-1 to start the season. That game is at 11, so if you want to catch some really good baseball in the area, that would be a place to go. You can listen to me as you head over there to Resurrection Christian and to watch a really good baseball game. Highland and Wellington will hook up. Windsor and Meade also. These are all 11 o'clock first pitches. Berthoud and Strasburg, Greeley West and Longmont. That looks like it's it. Oh, there's a Niwot at Severance also. That's another big game. Northridge and Frederick, they play again. That's the game that we had just on Thursday. But lots of baseball in the area if you're looking to get out and watch some prep sports. So all those opportunities are there for you. All right, we'll take our first break now. On the other side, we will play back an interview that Coach Bruce Dick had on Coach Speak with Severance head baseball coach Kevin Johnson. You're listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Preps Rewind. I'm Mike Danson. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios and presented by Gould Parts in Eaton. Open 7 days a week. They are your Napa parts provider. Give them a call, 970-454-3355. As I said in the opening segment, it was tough to try to find anybody that would be available for interviews as track meets are going on all Saturday morning. And then the baseball schedule was just completely loaded for teams from our area. So we are going to go back. We grabbed an interview that Coach Bruce Dick had on Coach Speak. Coach Speak is on from 10 to 11 Monday through Friday right here on KFKA. You can listen to that if you need some more preps information. But he had Severance head baseball coach Kevin Johnson on, the defending state champions from Severance. They're 6-4 on the season. Let's see what Coach Bruce Dick and Coach Kevin Johnson talked about.
Coach, how you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Hey, and it's game day for you guys, right?
It is game day. We're headed to Niwot this afternoon.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about this, I know, a year ago, Coach. Tremendous league. Boy, you guys, obviously, defending state champions. How do you prepare your team from the very beginning after losing several key elements off that championship, but you're off to a winning start, got a lot of guys in the mold, and talk about the success of your early season.
Yeah, we talk a lot. You know, every year's a new year. You like to build off last year's success, but like you said, we lost eight key guys, and we're kind of restarting. I don't want to say rebuilding. We're restarting. We're trying to figure out who we are, trying to figure out what the 2024 Silver Knights look like.
And, you know, I think that restart, that's a great description. Tell us about, you know, your first nine games here and some of the highlights and some of the guys that have had great contributions to your ball club.
The first nine games, I kind of like our league because we don't jump into league play right away, so we get some non-league games under our belt. We went up to Montrose and played some Western Slope teams and had some good success. Little team building time, little road trip with a new group of guys, which was a great experience for us. Then came back and played Meade and Pueblo County, which are good teams. It was nice to see Pueblo County again after last year at state.
That's right. That's kind of that northern self. Maybe you're building a little rivalry there.
it absolutely has kind of become that unintentionally, because, you know, we've had them on the schedule twice, but twice we've also seen them down in the postseason.
Yeah, it's state tournament play.
Yeah, and it would be able to end their season twice, so I don't think they're big fans of us right now.
Well, you know, only one team remains standing, you know, Coach. And, gosh, you guys were on that end, and that has to be fun for you. And even the new guys on your team, when you hear defending state championship, how has that changed your thought process, Coach, on coaching? Because that's the pinnacle. And yet I know as coaches, we don't coach for state championships. You have a new group of guys, you know, right now. And talk about filling those eight spots, just how important last summer was and early on off season, and getting the guys from other sports incorporated into this year's team.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked at the beginning of the year, you know, we've got the 23 state champs on the back of our hats, and we wear that with pride. We're also a different team. We're also trying to figure out who we are and get that identity of what Severance baseball is this year, but wearing that title along the way. You know, we've got guys that we had a very strong JV program last year, and then we got guys that played a lot of club baseball and a lot of baseball this last summer and last fall, and then we kind of took this winter to have opportunities to get in the gym together and in the batting cage together, and we've got a group of guys that are starting to come together and play pretty well.
And talk about the returning guys, Coach, that were on that state championship that you're depending on leadership on this year's squad.
Yeah, our big returners, you know, we had Brennan Taylor, who was the DH for us last year, played a lot and came up big in the state tournament. And, of course, our guy behind the plate, Augie Dominguez, who caught every game last year and was a huge part of that and actually ended the state championship game with a fantastic tag.
Boy, that, you know, watching that clip over and over, that was just, I'm guessing that was probably the most watched clip of all the state tournament action last year.
Yeah, it's got to be on. I keep up. It's on YouTube. I just every couple of days it pops back up and it gives me chills every time.
It's one of those plays, and obviously you guys will always remember it. But I'm guessing a lot of Severance fans, they're just going to remember that because of the impact it had, obviously, on the game, but the impact it's had on your program and your community.
Yeah, it's big. Just, you know, it's still being a new school, and we're in our fifth year now. But so it's one of those things that as a school, building culture and building climate and getting Severance on the map, it was a big deal.
And Coach, talk about the change that you noticed, you know, from early on Severance to once that championship was delivered. Just the different pride of the community and the school as a whole.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. You know, you get that banner up, and it's in the gym, and it's outside, and the town of Severance. We had a whole Severance baseball team day. They made a day for us when we went to the town hall, and so that's kind of the fun stuff you still get to do in small communities and small towns.
Yeah, absolutely right, and I think you make such a good point. You know, Severance, and some people would consider it small. Former Severance people would consider it, you know, growing and large now. So you've had that opportunity to see all the growth, not just within your school, but around the community, and it seems to have been so positive. But how has that impacted, you know, the youth wanting to play baseball, and have you noticed a change around Severance?
Yeah, Severance as a community is still even developing a rec department. We're still kind of working with Windsor's rec department, and Windsor or Severance is building their own rec department, but now they have their own two fields right here by the school. So we've got that going, and, you know, we've got young club programs going, and it's still a developing community, but it's definitely had an impact.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach, talk about your league a little bit this year. I know it's strong again, and I've asked you this before. You guys, you know, play back-to-back games against your opponents home and away. Have you grown to like that? What's your thoughts on that?
I do. I like it. I really like it just because you get a true league champion. You're not setting up pitching and trying to figure out pitching and who's seeing who. You go put your best against best and see who's the best team.
And, you know, within your first game, I was just looking. You guys have put up, a lot of runs in your wins. You've given up a couple games where you've given up some runs. But overall, it seems like you're hitting the ball quite well.
Yeah, offensively, defensively, we've done a great job. We're still, you know, we lost all of our pitching from last year.
Yeah.
So we've got kids that are still learning how to pitch at the varsity level, and they've done a good job, but it's still a learning process. It's part of the growing pains of restarting and retooling the lineup.
Talk about some of the young guys, Coach, that have made an impact that were not on the team a year ago.
Yeah, the big one's Dom Rice. Dom Rice on the mound.
And we're going to speak to Dom here in a little bit.
Yeah, he's here with us, so he's done a great job on the mound. He's come out and thrown strikes and kept us in a lot of ball games. You know, early those ball games when we were still trying to learn how to be a team, he kind of carried us. You know, look at those games. I think he won three out of our first four games.
And, that we're back with Preps Rewind here. That was Coach Bruce Dick with Severance head baseball coach Kevin Johnson talking about his baseball squad. And that that play, if you haven't gone on to YouTube and saw that play from last year's state championship game, Severance is up 1-0, and their opponent, I'm blanking right here, but their opponent has a runner at third base, and there's a a sharply hit fly ball out to left field, and the left fielder makes a fantastic throw all the way from left field to home plate, and Augie is able to get the tag just probably on his left shoulder as the runner comes in with a head first slide, and that's the final out of the game to win the state championship 1-0. Just an amazing play there. If you want to go and search that on YouTube, you can just search Severance Baseball State Championship, and it's the first video that pops up there. So just a great play. And it's a battle that most teams do have after you win a state championship. Is you graduate eight just incredible seniors on a state championship team, especially in baseball. Maybe a football team can handle a big loss like that, but losing eight on a baseball team is a ton. And then you're trying to replace all this experience and all this more developed athletes with younger athletes, and they're doing a heck of a job up there at Severance. And Coach Kevin Johnson as I said, they've started the season 6-4 now, and they play Niwot again today. I believe that game is in Severance, so that's a game that you could go and check out also. But another one of the players that didn't really get mentioned there, but I'm sure Coach Kevin Johnson is loving it. This freshman, his name is Declan Moylett, and he is hitting 500 on the season for this team, 14 of 28 at the plate. He has 11 RBIs. That's second on the team in RBIs. As a freshman, he has three doubles, so the future is bright up there at Severance, especially with a coach like Coach Kevin Johnson, just doing a fantastic job up there. And I like how he said they have the 23 state championship label on the back of their hats that they're wearing this year. But it's something they carry with them, but they're definitely not leaning on that. They're trying to build something theirself. So it's something good going on up there at Severance, and Coach Kevin Johnson, I think, is the right guy to rebuild this squad as he said restart the team as they move forward here this season. Let's see if we have any updates on scores from today's baseball before we take our next break. That Flatiron Academy Front Range Christian game now in the bottom of the first inning, and it is 2-1. Flatiron Academy is in the lead. The only other game that has updated their score online for us so far is a game from our area. Actually, Thompson Valley is playing host to Riverdale Ridge team that we saw two Thursdays ago up at Severance. Riverdale Ridge is leading that 3-2 as they are in the third inning now. So we'll step out and take a break here. On the other side, we will look at rankings in track and field. We will see where athletes from our area are sitting, who may have a potential at a state championship. You are listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. This is Preps Rewind. We are presented by Gould Parts in Eaton. We're going to jump right into rankings for track and field. If I don't mention a event, that's because nobody from our area at that division is ranked. So our first one, if we start in 5A, we're going to start at the 200-meter. The number one ranked runner from our area is DJ Ruff. He's number one at the 5A level with a 22.01 in the 200. And we also have the third ranked runner in the 5A 200, Marcus Mosier from Fossil Ridge at 22.04. Let's move on to the next event. Is the 400 is the next ranking for Northern Colorado. That is Jerry Lockman. He is ranked fourth in the 400 at the 5A level at a 49.17. Let's move over. The next ranking is at the 800. Leo Cole from Fort Collins has ran a 157.36. That is good enough for fourth, being ranked fourth in the state at the 5A level. In the 2 mile is the next ranking. That is Colin Olson from Loveland. He ran a 9:29 2 mile. Just for comparison, the number one runner has run a 9:21. So just about 8 seconds off on the 2 mile lead there for Colin Olson, who is ranked third. In the 110 meter hurdles at the 5A boys level, we have Loveland's Jackson Conroy. He is ranked fifth in the 110 meter hurdles. In the long jump, we have the number one ranked long jumper is Marcus Mosier, Fossil Ridge. He is number one in the state at 5A at 23 feet. There is somebody who's hot on his heels at 22.11, but for right now, Marcus Mosier from Fossil Ridge is the number one ranked long jumper at the 5A level. As we move over to triple jump, we have Luke Garvin. He is second in the 5A level from Fossil Ridge at 45 feet and a half an inch. That is 1 foot behind the top-ranked jumper in the triple jump. Guy Curtis from Fort Collins also sneaks in there at a 43.11 and three quarters. He is ranked fourth in the 5A boys triple jump. As we move on to look at high jump at the 5A level, Finn Conway is second in the state at the 5A level. He has a jump of 6 feet, 5 inches, which is pretty impressive. Joe Cottingham also in there at 6 foot, 4 inches. I think we're kind of running a little low on time. I'm going to jump into, let's just look at statewide rankings. We'll kind of grab the first person from each event. If you look at statewide rankings, Mikey Munn from Windsor is the fastest prep athlete in the state right now in the 100-meter dash. He has a time of 10.71. That is 0.01 faster than Noah Brown from Eagle Crest. So Mikey Munn is the fastest man in the state, not only in the 100, but in the 200 as well, as he's ran a 21.73. This is pretty cool, actually. So Mikey Munn in the whole state of Colorado on the boys' side is the fastest 200 runner, 21.73. DJ Ruff from Fort Collins is the second fastest 200 runner in the whole state at 22.01. He is tied with Jeremiah Hoffman from Severance at 22.01 also. So the top three fastest people in the state on the boys' side for the 200, all from our area. And then you skip four, that's from Cherokee Trail, but number five and number six also are from our area. That's Gavin Vinton from Mountain View and Marcus Mosier from Fossil Ridge. So five out of the top six times in the boys' 200-meter dash, all from our area. Let's look at the 400 here and see where we sit. Gary Lockman, we talked about. He is fourth fastest in the state at 49.17. Let's jump over a couple of people that I wanted to mention. In the long jump, Jaden Knorr from Roosevelt, number one ranked long jumper in the state on the boys' side. Jaden Knorr, he's jumped 23 feet, 9.5 inches. That is way out there. And then Mikey Munn from, this is another cool one, Mikey Munn from Windsor, 23.6.5. And then Marcus Mosier from Fossil Ridge, the top three jumpers in the state, all from our area at 23 feet for Marcus Mosier there. And the other one I want to look at on the boys' side was I believe it was the pole vault is where we had a lot of rankings also. That must be wrong. Maybe that's on the girls' side. Let's jump over to the girls' side and see some rankings on the girls' side. We'll start at the 100-meter dash. Nobody from our area in the 100. I think the 400 is where we really had our first ones that could be competing there. This is for the whole state, regardless of classification. So Andy Rasmussen from Eaton is the fourth fastest female 400 runner in the state. So a 3A level runner is the fourth fastest in the whole state with a time of 57.8 in that 400 meter dash. Let's move on to the 1600, the mile run here. And we have Tatum Berg from Fossil Ridge, the second fastest runner in the whole state on the girls' side for the mile at 4:53 for the mile. Also very competitive in the 2 mile. Tatum Berg is the fastest runner in the 2 mile for the whole state of Colorado, regardless of classification. And Elena Torres from Loveland is right behind her there. Just a few seconds behind her in that. I want to look at long jump here, and then I think we'll jump out, take our last break. Long jump on the girls' side. I also wanted to mention here, Braylon Bailey from Roosevelt also. They have something in the water over there in Roosevelt for long jumpers. Braylon Bailey is ranked third in the whole state for girls long jump at a jump of 18.5 and a half. The top jumper in the state is Courtney Rathke from Peak to Peak at 19.7 for a female long jumper is getting out there. So those are some rankings from the track world. We will jump out now. On the other side, we will have our edition, this week's edition of the Baseball Preps Rewind Power Rankings. You're listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's time for the Preps Rewind Power Rankings.
It's time for this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings. These are the baseball teams listed from 5 to 1 that I think have the best opportunity to win a state championship this year, regardless of classification. Let's get right to it. Number 5. University. They're 7-1 on the season, and I may be proven wrong today as Resurrection Christian and University play today. I was debating between those two teams for this 5 slot. I chose University. Resurrection Christian plays University today. We'll see what happens. But I like how this team has bounced back after the 6-5 loss to Delta. They beat La Junta 16-1, and they beat a very good Sterling team 10-0. They have the pitching, they have the hitting, the experience, and I think this team has the drive as they were the runner-up to the state championship last year. So University comes in at number 5. Number 4, the Windsor Wizards. They lost their first game of the season 6-4 to Silver Creek. This team is still loaded, and they may drop a couple of odd games here and there throughout the season, as this is a junior-heavy team that's kind of battling through some growing pains. But junior Ethan Filing is somebody that we should definitely mention. He's a player to watch if you are in this area. He is hitting .444. On the season, he has 19 RBIs, he has 3 doubles, a triple, and 6 home runs here early in the season. So they played 12 games, he has 6 home runs. You do the math. Windsor, number 4. the number three team in this week's edition of the Preps Rewind Power Rankings, Fossil Ridge. They're 9-0. They've only allowed 14 runs in the nine games. Junior Owen Morgan leads the way offensively with a batting average of 621. Yeah, that's right. 621 is his batting average. He has 13 RBIs. He has five doubles. He has five triples on the season. That's absurd. And on the mound, he may be the best pitcher in Colorado Prep baseball this year. Easton Miller, he's 3-0, 21 innings pitched, 10 walks, 47 Ks, a 1.00 ERA. He's also helped on the mound. He has a partner in crime, Junior Breck Benedict, 4-0 on the season, a 0.38 ERA, 18 innings pitched. 6 walks, 31 Ks. Fossil Ridge is number 3. Berthoud is number 2. Berthoud is 11-0. They have 6 hitters hitting over 450 batting average on this team. 4 players with 12-plus RBIs. Only 10 earned runs given up this season. Senior Connor Jorgensen on the mound is 4-0 with a .64 ERA in 22 innings pitched. 11 walks and 33 strikeouts. Junior Adam Hayes helps him on the mound. He's 3-0 with a 1.12 ERA in 25 innings pitched. He has 12 walks and 42 Ks. The pitching is there for this team, and with 4 guys hitting over 450, the hitting is there also. Berthoud is number 2. And Eaton, they're going to continue to be number 1. The three-time defending state champions. Think about how much Severance has fallen off after last year's state championship, but Eaton is now going for their 4th state championship in a row this year. They're 11-0. They have a stretch of games here that is finally going to challenge them a little bit. That starts today. They're at 8-2 Sterling. On the 16th, they play against Resurrection Christian. On the 19th, they play University. On the 22nd, they play Berthoud. We're going to know a lot about this Eaton team and kind of where they stand. And we're going to know a lot about these other teams in that tough, tough, tough 3A Patriot League baseball. It is just absolutely loaded. So this week's Preps Rewind Power Rankings go Eaton 1, Berthoud 2, Fossil Ridge 3, Windsor 4, and University 5. That is the Preps Rewind Power Rankings for this week. I want to make note that if you are a golf fan and you love the Masters, Tiger Woods has just teed off, I believe just made par on hole number 1 here. So you can watch Tiger Woods. Thank you to Micah on the other side for grabbing the interview and just taking complete care of me here, taking care of everything, really getting that done. So thank you to Micah. Thanks to Coach Dick and Kevin Johnson as we were able to grab that interview. Let's look and see if we have any updated scores from baseball that's going on right now. A game that's not really from our area, but I'll give you the score. Coronado beat Woodland Park today already. I wonder what time that game had to have started this morning for it to be over already, but Coronado beat Woodland Park 10-7. Riverdale Ridge and Thompson Valley are playing over in Loveland. That game is 4-2 right now. The other one that we have a score of is that Flatirons Academy 5, Front Range Christian 1. They're in the second inning. Thank you for joining me today here on Preps Rewind. Thank you to Gould Parts for everything they do for Prep Sports and everything they do here at KFKA. They help out a lot on that Prep Sports side, and we're very thankful to them. You've been listening to Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.